Show me why as well.
You're the boss.
Okay, everybody, sorry. Let's just make a quick sikkum what we learnt last time. So last time we learnt in Hilchos Mave, we're speaking about opening a door. I had it this week actually, so interesting thing actually, the mice, a person wants to open a door and it's going to cause the flame to go up and down. So this is an issa of Havara and Kibwe. I mean, there, what's happening, when a person, let's say for example, tilts a container with oil in and the wick is inside burning, so the oil moves to one side to the other, that's a shadow of Havara and Kibwe. Because as the fire goes nearer to the hot point, it gets burnt up quicker. As it goes further away, that's the shadow of Kibwe. That's not how to be done. It's very hard to know when you open a door itself and the wind affects, blows a little bit the flame. Are you burning more oil? It's very hard. Burning more wax, more hard. It's very hard to know this actually.
You have a lot of rondi also?
Yeah, so you have to know what you're doing. Our wax candles, the wax melts. If you cause it to burn quicker, that is a problem. So you have to make sure, if you walk past a normal way, that's okay. We said a chiddush last week, I didn't manage to finish it off. Very chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Lamosh, let's say, for example, let's say a person's got, let's say, a candle burning on this table over here. He knows that when it's burning, he can't open that door because the wind is going to come in and it's very likely going to put the candle out. Yeah? So are you allowed to open that door on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Why? No, Lamosh, let's say the candle's burning. So when the candle's burning and you open that door, wind is going to come in, it's very light, going to blow the candle out. Can you open the candle while the candle's burning?
Do you want to blow it out?
You don't want to blow it out, it's a Pesit Reish going to blow out. It's a Pesit Reish going to blow out. No, a Pesit Reish is not the Shabbat, you mustn't do it on Shabbat. A Pesit Reish is not the Shabbat, you mustn't do it. I've got my candle burning over here, I open that door here, I know if I open that door, there's a very big wind outside, the wind's going to come in and blow out the candle. Can I open my door on Shabbat?
Same thing with windows, you want to open windows?
Yeah, same thing with the window. You've got your candles burning, and the mice, you know, if you open the window, there's a gust of wind blowing outside.
It's a
you open the window, the car's going to go out. It's going to be a problem. You mustn't open it when it goes out. So, Shem Zalman, go back to are you allowed to open that window after Shabbos has gone, after the candles have gone out?
Why not?
So, Shem Zalman, it could be a problem. Because that window was moksa when Shabbos came in. You couldn't open that window when Shabbos came in. Since Migav has got soy bein
ashnoshes.
What?
I couldn't open it because it's a different reason. Not because it's
but the Meister, could you open that window when Shabbos came in?
Yeah. You could have been standing in front of the candle.
What? Let's go slowly. Well, let's try this one. Let's start
with that.
What?
You can take the handle and close the window and close the window without opening the window.
That's not a stamp. You stamp the window to open that window.
Yeah, you could open it directly.
You could. Technically do that.
That's not it. You can't move the window open and close.
I
ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, when Bein HaShlosh was coming, could I open that window?
Yeah, but not on technicality.
What?
How do you think you can open it? Yeah, possibly in front of the camera.
It's not what it's open for. It's open to open properly, yeah? If you could have done it in a way, but you've got to put the snare.
You could stand there, get three people to stand there, right? There's the window.
That's a chiddush. So Shlomo Zalman says. I've told a lot of people this. All say to me what you're saying. Imagine you're thinking about what? The Shlomo Zalman's got a very tough sad to say such a case as taking that thing range mucks at the whole of Shabbos.
You can't go out the front door?
That's it. It's not a very common case that you've got candles burning, mummies like that, yeah? It's not a very common case like this.
Your studio flat.
In the studio flat, you've got to talk about a gust of wind that's going to blow it out. I mean, there's mummies blowing wind the outside that's going to blow out.
You can't say because there's a gust of wind which is the whole base of matches.
It's why it's windy outside, right? I mean, so first of all, if you've got a candle mummish by your window, so yeah, and you open the window, the wind will blow it out.
It's
a strong wind, even a small gust of wind will blow it out. It's very, very strong.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it depends where your candles are. Where are your candles? Mummish by
the window.
If it's like, is it like you are when you open the door? If it's late, you know, it's a posh to sorrow, what he ties the third, it's a posh to sorrow.
Sweet, it's not Vardai doing the car.
I'm talking about Vardai going to go out. We're talking about, he said himself, he said himself, I'll show you the tomorrow I try to look at the Loshen, but I'll show him the if, as far as I remember, he says, if you can go in there slowly, you can open the door slowly and get through the window slowly and put something out, for example, without the wind blowing out, that's mutter. We're talking about a case of where you can't open a window unless something happens. It's a problem. That's an interesting point, I must tell you. It's an interesting shy. I don't know the answer. It's an interesting point. I have to show the Loshen. As far as I remember, this is what he's saying.
Is there anything
that's what I'm saying. Flicking is very hard to know what it is, the flickering. I haven't got this clear. Because the Machabah's Mashmah, that flickering is not a problem. The Mishabah's Mashmah, flickering on wax candles is not a problem normally. But out of wax candles, some possibly say they melt quite a bit. And therefore, you make the burn much quicker, that could be a problem.
Is he the only one
who says
it's a problem?
He's my Irish, good point. I don't know, I'll speak about this point. You have to know if someone else sees it, if they don't know, if they argue. The Rosh Hashanah has gone, it's an interesting horrible what he said.
Nobody else brings it up.
Yeah. I didn't say anyone, I'm not sure I didn't say anyone says it, but it's a very interesting story, is what he says. Okay, that was number one. Interesting. I thought, I must say, I said someone else the same thing, he also got very annoyed. He said, can't be right, for me, son. After I sat down with him, he said, Bialochin, the Maestro, Bialochin is Maestro, it's a problem. So Bialochin has his Yontif. Bialochin is talking about a very similar case, this actually. He's talking about a case of where food was in a building, which was not cemented, but all bricks over it. And then, for some reason, on Yontif, the bricks got knocked down and you can get to the food. Which both times that really, even though the Shulchan Aruch says mutter, but really, the Ikhadin should be a problem. The Chachilah one shouldn't use all that food, because since you couldn't get to that food when Bein HaShemesh was around, that food should remain Moksa. But the Eved were Mekel, but the Chachilah one shouldn't do it. So the Shemesh is the same thing over here. If you couldn't get to that food, or when Shabbos came in, the Chachilah should be a problem.
Where's the flame?
I mean, where the flame is doing, I don't know what the chilek is.
It's
not
possible.
You're telling me you can put a partition there. It's this way. First, you have to have a partition there. You can't put.
You've got a partition there. Stop it from the wind blowing.
You have to know. If you could, then you could have got a swan. Right? The first answer is yourself. If you could block it off, someone could block off, or someone could open up easily. I think it's okay, one of the big things, actually, I must say, I don't know why it comes into Mabu here, but all the poskim are very busy in Hilchos Mabu with electricity. The shaila is, when electricity came out, there was a big question, exactly where does it fall under the problem of using electricity on Shabbos? Is there a problem? Is there an issue to use electricity on Shabbos? Let's talk about Shabbos for the time being. Is there, what are you doing exactly when you make a circuit? That's posh at l'chayah. When a person puts a light on, very often the light gets red hot, so you're doing an issue of mavir. What? Mavir is making a fire. You're making something get red.
So we could have to go to the fire on Shabbos, and we wouldn't be allowed to have to do it. Can we have to go and have to put the light on?
No, whatever you can't do on Shabbos generally. Well, hold on, which we'll come to that, aren't we? Generally, whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on you can't ask going to do. So here the shaila is, when you put a radio on Shabbos, what is it? There's no money. Nothing gets red hot there. What avera are you doing? You want to put an electric fan on? The air conditioning. What are you doing exactly? What can you, Argonoy, are you
circuit.
Doing?
That makes sense.
Huh?
Circuit.
But why don't
you
have to go to
the
and turn it on?
No, wait a minute, Argonoy. Whatever you can't do, so why, let's work out what you say. So why, let's go slowly. The first thing that you could say, this is a chiddush of the Chaznish. The Chaznish held that every electric circuit is its opinion. The main thing for this actually, because what happens is, the Ramayana, let's say a normal circuit works like this, the washer, when it's off, as far as I know, there's no connection, when you put the switch down, so it connects and the flow now goes through. So the Chaznish, that's binyan. It's the Ramayana of binyan. What's the big kasha? Rather a kasha. I had to go a bit wrong with this, Ramayana. Every binyan we know, which is temporary, can you open a door on Shabbos?
Yep.
When there's no candle burning. Yeah, there's no candle. Can you open the door? What happens? There's no binyan. Why is there no binyan?
It's temporary.
It's temporary. So temporary means it's not fixed. Short it's not normal. It's only meant to be short term. It's not long. It's not meant to. Is that door meant to stay closed for a long time, Rishi? When you initiate, it stays closed, but when you go out, it opens.
Yeah.
Also,
it's hinged. The door is hinged.
That's also. It's all okay. It's
all
yeah. It's meant to open and close. No one said the height to be hidden. What?
The door.
What?
Which is in fact the door?
Oh, wait, it's the same thing. What?
It's called a gate.
So
it's actually the same thing. The Chazan himself says this, and I say, the argument telling me the Chazan is no problem, it's similar to a door.
If the day breaks on Shabbos,
it allows us to go to Melech. Don't keep asking, have a word about yourself first of all. So on that Chazon it says that let me read out his Loshen, if I go to his Loshen actually. It's frequently broken, it's like binyan, it's like opening a door and closing a door. However, it's not so, since when the circuit is broken, the machine is completely useless. It's a major fundamental change when you complete the circuit. I mean, a door which is open and closed, as a normal, everyone says a normal thing like that, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with a building. A circuit, when the circuit is off, it's useless. It does absolutely nothing. And therefore, the Chazon Ish, that major change that you've done is such a major change, even though it's temporary, it's the right sort of thing. Therefore, according to Chazon Ish, every circuit that a person makes on Shabbos is an Issa D'oraisa or Binyan. Binyan is like building. So you're completing a circuit, you're making something complete, that is an Issa Bela Torah or Binyan.
So we wouldn't be allowed to do it.
No, he says, a Yid Zecher can't do it. A Yid Zecher can't do it. That's what others, that's what else. Others held a Shaila. Bishlam were all different shayas of what was going on with it. The nice of them, Chazon Ish was the one who held Binyan. He was adamant there was an Issa D'oraisa involved with Binyan. That means, according to Chazon Ish, obviously, to make a circuit, to put a light on is Binyan, to switch a light off is Issa. It goes together, yeah?
So
he held it was a problem to do anything electrical on Shabbos. What?
And it's also so something.
Yeah. Not always, the light.
You had a light off.
Yeah, but yeah.
What about
same thing. You also must make some circuit there when you connect. Every electric thing makes a circuit. That's how it works. And Chazon Ish held this was across the board. Every electrical thing that a person does on Shabbos is an Issa D'oraisa. They can't do it. L'maisa, I was b'chayyuk with Chazon Ish. What is unanimous is all the poskim asked it. The question is why. Some poskim actually asked us all to the chayyuk. They said l'maisa is no clear melacha d'oraisa, but it's an Issa D'rabbanan of to the chayyuk, and therefore one's not allowed to do it. Some say we make a partition, that becomes useful. What's the chiddik when it's also awesome in a Torah? There's a big chiddik actually. I must say, it's very negated, this halacha. What's the difference whether electric is awesome in a Torah or awesome in a Drabbon? Why does it make a nakwina? So Moshe were like this. Why does it make a difference, Moshe, whether it's awesome in a Torah or awesome in a Drabbon? The difference is that sometimes one's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something with awesome in a Drabbon. That means, let me give an example. For example, let's say someone goes to his I had it actually recently, someone goes to his freezer and he sees the plug is out on Shabbos.
Are we allowed to do it?
Oh, actually, hold on. The plug has come out of the freezer. So now, to put that plug back into the socket is, according to the Chazon Ish, Issa D'oraisa or Binyan. According to Al Apostle, it might not be an Issa D'oraisa, it's also Ramon. But it's Zichr also to do. What?
It's permanent as well. Plug into a fridge or a freezer.
It's also permanent. Also, it does get done something. Right, so it's for a long term thing. It's true, it's a long term thing. Yeah, really, it's true. The Chazon Ish was Issa D'oraisa. The Maaseh, other poskim held was Issa D'rabbanan. So Shaila is now, this freezer has come out, the socket's come out of the freezer, and a person's got a lot of stuff in the freezer. He's got all his Shabbos, his Yom Tov meat inside there. There's a Shaila, a Hefzer Meruah, a big loss. If a person doesn't sort it out, there's a big loss actually for Tzvi. Are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to do this? This is a big matter of poskim. Many poskim take on that with regards to a non-Jew, one's allowed to be lenient, and one's allowed to ask a non-Jew to fix up the circuit.
What did you say? Did
you could ask the non-Jew to put the plug back in again. So that means if someone realizes he's got a lot of stuff outside in his freezer which is going to defrost, so you have to know, this is the issue, but myself, sometimes you can have it. Yeah, I must say, I had this a few weeks ago, where someone came to me, I must say, first of all, he told me, this person told me, master, he thinks it could have been discussed on Friday afternoon already. So now, I'm tired by Moxie Shabbos, already 36 hours. Could be. So you have to know. I mean, I don't know. Also, I don't know how healthy it is. I'm not sure how safe it is. I don't know. You have to know the Messias. If he's right, what he's saying, that if the freezer remains closed and all the food will stay okay, I don't know the Messias. I think it's a bit of a chiddush. But I don't know. Huh?
Yeah.
What, people leave for 24 hours? With a lot of food inside.
As long as you don't open the door, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying, it would happen. It could be there again. A person really doesn't have. I'm saying, let's say it happened on Friday afternoon, or someone opened the freezer, let's say, for example, and he realized after he's opened it, the marshal, that it's been disconnected.
Yeah,
So now he's got a problem. He's got to show him what to do. So if, and that's what you have to do. It's a good point what he's saying. You have to know, if there's a Hester Merubah involved, then one will be allowed to ask a non-Jew. The Chayra, if someone's only got a few pieces of meat in his freezer, or he's got a few fish rolls or whatever in the freezer, it's not the end of the world if it's the frost, it's not a Hester Merubah. I must tell you, someone told me once, we had to ask the Rav, he left some wine in the vicinity of a non-Jew. So he asked the Rav, is he allowed to have the wine? So the Rav asked the person, how business? Business is very good actually. He said, we'll sort of one out. So it's an interesting Hagdara. I have similar rule, it depends on each person. Yes? You have to know what it depends on. But that's obviously a criteria, every person himself. But if a person's got a lot of schoen, there's a danger to it. I've got another example over here, someone has to help me out here, but there's another example of someone's air conditioner began to freeze up. So apparently, if you don't switch it off, then you could cause a big hefsa to the air conditioning unit. So again, there you can ask the non-Jew to switch off for you. So any time there is a danger that a person might lose what?
Off is less of a problem.
What? Off is the soy. Kubi is better. Kubi is better. Yes, kubi is better because soy samos. Even according to the Chaznish, it's soysa. No, but soy samos. You want to put it back on again after a while.
So why can't I ask the reason why Shabbat? If it's
not in the room,
the
light
will come on. Can I ask
them
that?
Light's different emotion. The light could be hard more. No. So in a certain which was, I had one, I was once somewhere in my house, so someone tripped over their air dryer. So they were worried the hair dryer was blowing out hot air the whole time, not for a long, long time. There's no danger of fire. But let's say they might even ruin the unit. Let's say it's an expensive hair dryer. Are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to switch it off? So again, the same shahid, it's a heft of rubber, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to switch the thing off because shvus to shvus, what my heft is mutter. This is taking on that electricity is Issa Drabon. If it's an Issa Deraisa, sometimes you can have an Issa Deraisa, to ask a non-Jew, for example, to put a hot plate on, that's much worse. The hot plate has got a red element there which gets red hot. That's a shal of Havor, it's a deraisa. There, one has got to have to ask a non-Jew to do it. Generally speaking, electric doesn't have Havorah, but you can have sometimes an electric also shows Havorah. So if you're talking about a general state, let's say for example a child, let's say by mistake turned the radio on the Shabbos. It's not very pleasant, the radio is blaring on the Shabbos, everything's blaring, and they've got a tape recorder, you put a tape recorder on, it's very, very noisy, it's very disturbing for Shabbos. The Chayre won't be allowed to ask a non-Jew directly to switch that thing off.
Right.
Why? Because that's called Shlusha Mokum Mitzvah, whatever it is. That's a Rabbonic thing. You can rely on the shitters that electric is Rabbonon when it comes to these things of asking non Jew. I mean, for yourself, another one can't take on that electric is a Rabbonon. But for what you call it, for when it comes to a non Jew, one's allowed to ask a non Jew, one can take on. And for a non Jew, electricity is a Rabbonon, and therefore you've got a lot of Hetem Shlusha such a case. But one has to play, one has to be careful. Only when it was a Hester Merubah, only when there's a big loss. If there's no loss, if there's only a small amount of loss that's involved, then one doesn't have this Hetter.
That'd be allowed.
So that's really what comes in between when it's the rice to Drabon, yeah? Otherwise, really, there's not much of a nafkamina. We have to take on all electric is problematic, actually. We take on that electric is a problem, and everyone shouldn't touch it at all on Shabbos and say it's a leniency to ask a non Jew, but more than that, one shouldn't do. All right, wait a
I'm not dumbing now.
Go next door and mess around.